Ming Foon joins us. Ming was our last race relations commissioner. He resigned in June of last year. Now, these race attacks against Māori and Pacifica students at Auckland University after the ACT Party accused the uni of segregation due to its designated room for Māori and Pacifica students is concerning. But what is also of concern, it's been almost a year since our country's had a race relations commissioner. And is the government binding itself to specialised advice on things like this by not installing another race relations commissioner? Well, that's a question we can put to Ming Foon, who's with us today. Te rangatira, Ming. Tēnā koe.
Morena, morena, Dale, and thank you very much for Pāki Waha for the opportunity.
Thanks, Ming. Well, look, it's concerning that anyone who raised their head above the parapet, and one was a young student from Taitukura who was bold enough to go public and speak about his frustration regarding this issue. But the upshot of that is that he has been racially abused, he's been spat on, he has been made to feel very uncomfortable on campus in the past week, so much so that he asked for some of his interview and audio to be taken down from the website because he just wants to go back to life as it was before he went public. But that is concerning as well. Surely this situation is one that a race relations commissioner would be involved in, but how I know, we haven't got one, Ming.
Yeah, and the action I would have taken. First of all, thank you to the person who actually highlighted the issues, because it is a brave thing to actually stand out and call things out as they are and hold organisations and institutes to account. Secondly, aroha to him for receiving that abuse. And thirdly, I would say, yes, a race relations commissioner, if they were brave and unrelenting in ensuring that equity and human rights were upheld, would have went to see the university and supported the student at the university and asked what was the university going to do about it, as they need to actually also show leadership, especially in these circumstances when issues have been highlighted.
What response would you deem appropriate from the university and also from the Māori Students Association? What do you think would be the best way to handle the situation, which remains unresolved?
Well, the all universities have a student union of some sort, and that is probably one of the fastest ways of getting a message across. The school university union needs to come out and say, hey, this sort of nonsense needs to stop. We need to keep our students safe. Everybody's entitled to their thoughts and uphold the rights of Indigenous people and ethnic people, and everybody should be treated equally. But there was also a note for the university to say that we value equity because of the past history for Māori and Pacific, and they do need a hand up to ensure that they succeed at the university.
Tēnā koe. What's keeping you busy now, Ming Foon?
Oh, look, I'm overseeing a campground, Tātapauri Bay in Tairawhiti, a beautiful campground, and also mediating services throughout the country, and sit on a few committees and boards and volunteer for our community. So that's what keeps me busy, Dale.
Very good, and good catching up with you. How long do you think it might be, or what's the hold-up from your understanding as to why there is no current race relations commissioner in our country?
Well, the current murmurs I'm hearing from the powers is that they don't want any human rights commission at all. However, you know, the New Zealand government signed up to the United Nations for human rights, the Declaration of Human Rights, and they need to actually uphold the obligations of human rights in New Zealand, and therefore it is critical that the Human Rights Commission is populated with a Race Relations Commissioner, Chief Commissioner, Equal Employment Opportunities Commissioner, and a Disabilities Commissioner, and a Tangata Whenua Commissioner as well. So it's all in the law there, and unless they change the law, they need to actually do this as quickly as possible, because there's so many issues coming up in terms of inequities and comments coming from people that hold office.
Yeah, you're freed up to comment too. You've watched the political machines work over the years. I mean, what are you making of the focus, and some say the unwanted focus, that this government is having on Māori kaupapa, and many feeling that they are being disrespectful to the treaty and the way that they're treating Māori issues? What's your gut feeling looking at what's been happening as the wheels of government have turned in the first few months of this new coalition government?
Well, I think a government should actually have a platform of enabling cultures, and especially tangata whenua culture, to thrive and to foster well-being in our communities right throughout Aotearoa. The notion of cutting things out or saying or suppression is another form of alienization and also racism because of that suppression. The current government has been saying certain things that are uncomfortable for Māori, and I support Māori to protest, because if Māori didn't protest, the current government will think, oh, they're not actually upset about it. We'll just do what we like. But well done to tangata whenua and anybody else that's there to support tangata whenua in their mission to be Māori and to be a proud Māori citizen, a proud New Zealand citizen in Aotearoa. And the government's platform should be enabling culture, reo, to thrive in Aotearoa.
Tēnā koe, always a pleasure to have you join us on the program. Tōkana, tēnā koe, Māori ori kia koe.
Tēnā
koe. That's Ming Foon joining us at the moment. We've got no current Race Relations Commissioner. You are 603 Urban Māori Radio 829. As we go across to Ate Te Anō, who has for us Wā Te News.